It's 4:30 a.m. under the Grant Avenue overpass. The air is knife cold, and floodlights wash a line of 43 tents into a hard, white glare. Sanitation trucks rumble at idle behind you. Officers stand shoulder to shoulder along the curb. A few feet away, Caleb sits in a wheelchair, breath misting around a nasal cannula. His small generator hums, powering the oxygen and whatever else he can keep plugged in. A Secret Service agent taps his earpiece and checks his watch. The visiting head of state's motorcade needs a cleared corridor by 5 a.m. If it's not clear, the event is canceled. The mayor's aide leans in, voice low. Losing the visit means an $8 million hit and a promised transit grant that your park's budget is already counting on. But your department is also under a settlement. You must offer shelter and store people's property. Tonight there are 12 shelter beds available, not 43, and a storm line is moving in. Across the street, protesters chant, "Homes, not sweeps," and start linking arms at the entrance. If you order a sweep, crews will bag insulin, IDs, phones, and sleeping bags into a truck, and you know some of those bags will not make it back to their owners for days. If you refuse, federal security will clear it themselves and publicly pin the failure on you. You have 30 minutes to decide what kind of harm you are willing to accept. What's your call?